edition of What's on Your Mind. Friends, my name is Scott Hannon. Steve Bakken is live at the North Dakota State Fair today.
Woohoo!
We always ask the question, normal or nuts on a Friday? And you're going to be doing a buffet-like testing of fair food?
That's not the question I ask when I'm at the fair. The question I ask is, what am I going to eat today?
Right.
That's the question at the state fair. It's not a normal or nuts. Of course, you eat at the state fair. And coming up today, of course, 10 o'clock, we start the competition with the food frenzy. So we get to find out what all the new and exciting foods at the fair this year. Last year, the state fair tasked everybody to come up with something creative, something out of the box, something a little bit different. Of course, you go to a lot of other state fairs, and it's always the deep-fried whatever on a stick, what have you. But the North Dakota State Fair opened up a component of that last year. Last year, the first ever food frenzy, and poutine was the winner last year.
Well, you better explain what the heck that is.
It's fries and gravy with deep fried cheese curds, and it was amazing, absolutely amazing.
I want to ask anybody in our audience to save the. The food focus for the second hour today on the program, but I want you to be thinking about whether that is normal or nuts, to serve that as a cuisine. But it was the winner. That one, and I had it. It was fantastic, actually. But fair food, normal or nuts? Steve's going to be judging all the different choices this year that are up for an award, and you might have a gut ache by the end of the hour.
Oh, no. You practice for the state fair. You really do.
Anyway, so we have that to look forward to. We're also going to talk with the State Fair manager today on the program. In the meantime, a lot of time to chat with you about what's on your mind today. Here's the telephone numbers, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You know, the big story, I think, certainly nationally, is Detroit's broke. Detroit's bankrupt. Detroit is bust. And I think there is an obvious glaring reason for Detroit's demise. And Steve and I were talking about it before the program, and I said just that. He said exactly what I was thinking. So we're both in agreement. You can tell us whether we're normal or nuts later, because we believe this is why Detroit is crazy. But we thought we'd have a little fun today with a little contest. If you can crack the code and tell us what exactly it is we're thinking that is the reason, the primary reason that Detroit is a bust, we have a pair of tickets for you for the Scotty McCreery Show.
Well, next make it a little easier?
Next Thursday, 8 o'clock, we'll go to the first person that correctly identifies what we're looking for here at 800-228-0550. I don't want to make it easy.
Now let's give him a little clue. I want to make this a little bit easier for him.
No clues. I absolutely refuse.
For those that don't know, we'll go to clues. For those that don't know, I was out of state for 7 years and absolutely missed North Dakota, had to come back, so I came back. Now, the previous two, I mean, people thought I was joking, but I was serious, dead serious. The two states I lived in before moving back to North Dakota were bankrupt. And this leads into why, part of the reasons that they were bankrupt. Now, those states are Michigan, and I lived in Portland, Oregon. So maybe that can help people a little bit.
So that's enough of a clue there for him, you think, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I was out of state in Portland, Oregon. So Oregon and Michigan were the two states, and this goes back to Michigan right now.
So tell us why you think Detroit's bankrupt, and then first person that guesses correctly will win a pair of tickets, and then we'll go on just to talk about whether we're normal or nuts on that question. I don't think it's fair to say that any community in North Dakota would be in Detroit's position anytime soon. But I do worry about this way of thinking. Reading a story today about a group of folks, 13 different people that have been put on a committee charged with picking a city hall site in Fargo. City Hall in Fargo is in need of an update, and so they're working to do it. And the former mayor of Fargo, Bruce Furness, who I think is fairly well-known statewide, said he, here's what he said exactly. City Hall has to be an image. It's the image of the community. It's an image of the progressiveness that I think Fargo has. This committee is basically centered around the theme. They want the City Hall to be a symbol of Fargo. You know, and we're going to spend a good chunk of change on this new building, and obviously the funds are there. So as I say, it's not fair to say they're going to be Detroit anytime soon.
Wait, but with this way of thinking,
do you want City Hall to be a symbol?
Scott, what do you mean the funds are there?
Well, I mean they're not going to allocate funds for the City Hall that they don't have. So they've got the dollars to do it.
They've got the dollars to build a City Hall, but they don't have the dollars to do permanent flood mitigation. I'm confused here.
So flood protection
prioritize first? When you have a budget and you have needs as a community, don't you prioritize those? If my biggest issue is flooding, I'm going to take care of that problem first before I put lipstick on a pig?
You know, that's one point. In the case of Fargo, should the flood protection come first? My question is, you know, does a City Hall have to be a symbol? I mean, I want a City Hall that's functional, right? I mean, this debate's going on in Stanley right now, and a lot of the oil patch City Halls are just not equipped for the level of commerce that are happening in their communities. And so, you know, they need to be functional. They need to be, more fit for the times. But in the case
now, the question I've got is if they get that new City Hall in Fargo, because it's got to be such a beautiful. Do you register that with the North Dakota Tourism Board, so that
come see our City Hall?
Really? I really don't see that happening unless you've got a historic building.
I think it's a little nuts. I just want a functional City Hall. Otherwise, we're gonna end up like Detroit if we start thinking that way. Are we normal? Are we nuts? You let us know. Let's get to the phones at 800-228-0550. Lauren in Minot. Hello, Lauren. How are you?
Real good. Real good. Getting ready for the fair.
Are you really?
Are you excited?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm not so much as my two little girls.
Oh, that's awesome. And you go every year. Imagine living in Minot. It's easy to attend the state fair. I wonder how many folks around the state actually go to the state fair every year. I hope it's a bunch, because it's
we were in Medora. You kind of overlook what's in your backyard.
Yeah.
I think anyone from a north and south line going through Rugby and West goes to the state fair.
Why?
So it's kind of regional within the state?
Why wouldn't we come from every corner of the state, though, Lauren?
Well, Fargo is... it's just as close to go to, I think just about as close to go to Minneapolis. We don't have quite as much attraction for Fargo. Grand Forks more so, but not Fargo, usually.
I'd hope folks would be a little more, you know, root for the home team kind of deal, but I hear you.
Yeah.
Lauren, tell us why you called. Are you going to try and answer our question here today?
I think the reason Detroit has gone down the tubes is because of union contracts and union labor agreements.
Well, it only took our first caller to unlock the code. You're exactly right. And so now we have a pair of tickets for you for Scotty McCreary in the grandstand on Thursday, 8 o'clock at the State Fair on us. Lauren, okay?
Okay, very good.
Now, hang on, and by the way, the other callers who are waiting to weigh in on this, I still want your take on this. Obviously, we don't have any more tickets, but I want to see if you agree or disagree with this. So, in a nutshell, Lauren, tell us why you think unions are the reason the demise happened in Detroit.
Well, Detroit has been a big union town for decades with the car industry, and the problem is those contracts never allow for cuts in periods of tightness. It's always increasing, and if that's the case, and the town is losing business or losing people and tax base, it's bound to have a deflationary effect on the city.
There's no flexibility with unions. That's one of the biggest problems. You got to have flexibility in business, and that just doesn't exist anymore. To me, Rod, it's a 125-year-old business model that hasn't been updated in 125 years.
Lauren, appreciate your call very much and your take. Hang on a second so we can get your address and mail these off to you, okay?
Okay, very good.
So squeeze David and Bismarck in here for his take. Agree or disagree, unions are to blame, David. David, turn down your radio if you would.
Okay.
And then, can you hear me now?
I can.
Okay, agree or disagree with that premise, David?
Disagree.
Tell us why.
I believe it's the loss of tax revenue.
They didn't have enough tax revenue.
Yes.
But why didn't they have enough tax revenue?
Why don't they have enough tax revenue?
Right.
Yeah, because people have all moved away, all the jobs, all the major industries. Not all of them, but most of the major industries are all gone. I agree with you.
Why did they leave, though? I mean, again, why are the car jobs going to Tennessee or Mississippi?
Well, because of the fact that, I guess I don't really know why. Offhand,
it comes back to the environment of the state, and again, the unions play a role here. David, appreciate the call. Agree or disagree, let us know at 800-228-0550.
Know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
We hear a lot about the importance of sustainability. What defines sustainability and why is this important to you? Sustainable agriculture is an integrated system of plant and animal production practices that satisfies human food and fiber needs, enhances environmental quality and the natural resource base the agricultural economy depends on, and makes the most efficient use of on-farm resources. Consumer demand for sustainable products is at an all-time high, which has manufacturers looking to source ingredients that are sustainably produced. Since soy is used to make so many products, like food, feed, and fuel, sustainable soy is a hot commodity. Your efforts to produce sustainable soy will help protect your freedom to operate, increase soy sales among customers that demand sustainably sourced ingredients, and boost your bottom line.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Are you looking for a full life, one filled with fun and enriching activities and friends? Touchmark on West Century, a full-service retirement community, offers a fulfilling and carefree lifestyle. Whether you choose to live in a cottage or an apartment, you'll have access to Touchmark's health and fitness club with pool. Call 323-7000 to schedule your tour or visit touchmark.com. Experience the full life at Touchmark on West Century.
Edgewood Vista will soon have three locations in Bismarck, Mandan. The newest Edgewood Assisted Living Building will be completed this fall at the end of McKenzie Drive in Southeast Mandan. Edgewood Vista Mandan will have 72 apartments for rent where residents can get meals, housekeeping, and personal care provided. Contact Edgewood at 751-5300 for more information. That's 751-5300 or visit edgewoodseniorliving.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Give us a call, 718-701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or you can get a hold of us at studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. We're going to talk with the general manager of the North Dakota State Fair, Renee Korsling, coming up in just a few minutes. Another great year, 46 years at the North Dakota State Fair. Wow. And I get to partake in probably the newest fun tradition at 10 o'clock. I get to be one of the judges for the food frenzy. deep fried food at 10 o'clock in the morning. I am so excited, Scott.
Normal or not, ladies and gentlemen, fair food. That's one of our big questions, and we're going to take a tour of the...
Normal. Breakfast of champions, my friend.
800-228-0550. We're batting 500 now on whether unions are to blame for Detroit going bust. One emailer says, how about Fargo buys Detroit City Hall? With bankruptcy, it should be pennies on the dollar. Imagine that.
You can actually buy a house in Detroit for a dollar. You have to live in it. You can't use it as a rental. But you could buy a house in Detroit for a dollar. And they're actually taking out city blocks to put farmland back in. That just because the farmland is leased on the tax rolls. They don't have anybody paying a tax base.
78,000 city structures have been abandoned. 78,000. Pretty amazing. Anyway, Steve and I are of the opinion that unions are to blame here. And I would add the caveat that we're talking really about private, you know, public unions as opposed to, you know, unions at commercial companies or private unions. Because in this case, it is, you know, the sanitation and the water and the sewer and the cops and the firefighters that said, no, we want more. We want more. And yet there was less people to serve. And so pension costs went up and benefit costs went up. And anyway, you agree or disagree with us? We want to know what you think. Tell us at 800-228-0550. Jerry and Crosby is next. Go ahead, Jerry. What's your take?
Yeah, it's Gary.
Oh, sorry, Gary. Go ahead.
Yeah, I agree 100% with the unions. But, you know, when the new CEO of General Motors, what's his name, Roger, his last name escapes me. But, you know, after he was there at General Motors for a while, he made the comment, you know, I thought I was coming here to run a car company, not a healthcare company. You know, I mean, that goes back to the unions, too. There's so much money that goes out into healthcare, and I forget, I used to know what the exact percent was that of a car that was sold had, you know, that money, that revenue went to healthcare. Rather than to the benefit of the company. So, I mean, you know, and here, what do we got even nationally is this debacle of healthcare. Where is that going to take us?
You know, Gary, I'm a firm believer there's two things in this country that need to be fixed. And I don't mean do away with them, but just fixed. If you want to get this economy on track, you want to get this country healthy, unions, because there's nothing. Nonprofit about a union anymore, but they do have nonprofit status. They're temp agencies. They get money on the front side and they get money on the back side because they're temping out labor and they're getting union dues. That's not nonprofit. And second of all, fix the insurance industry and make healthcare affordable in this country. Obamacare, I don't think this is the answer.
No.
There's a few components in it I do like, but you know, you need to overhaul the unions. It's a 125-year-old business model that has not been updated. What in business has not been updated in 125 years?
Right. You know, and the ironic thing is, you know, with the unions, you know, like you said, they're so unbending. You know, that's like with Pittsburgh Steel. They came up for a contract or something, and they refused it, and they went to a different country with steelmaking. And then the unions start, you know, bellyaching about outsourcing, but they're the ones that forced it. And yet,
I have a little.
Go ahead.
I have a little story if we have time, because it callers first. But if we get to time to the end of the hour, I have a little story about a company in Alpena, Michigan, where I used to live, that was driven out of business, and it was due to inflexibility. I'll share that with you later in the hour. But I want to finish up the calls. Gary, sorry I interrupted you.
Oh well, that's all right. I don't know if I mentioned that, but you know, with Pittsburgh Steel, 93,000 jobs were lost overnight because the union wouldn't give. They wouldn't, you know, they made their demands and they stuck with it, and the company shut the doors. 93, and then it's all the company's fault because they're outsourcing. Well, the unions are forcing it. You know,
there's a lot of those stories, and mine is similar to that.
Yeah.
Appreciate the call, Mike. Gary, thank you very much. We're going to Mike in Belfield. You're next. We're trying to get all you in here, folks. Go ahead, your take, Mike. Are we normal or are we nuts on this point?
You're absolutely normal. 100% of the reason is the union. Union will turn a good man lazy, and especially up there in Detroit. I personally had to go up and deal with those people, and literally, I'm not exaggerating, there will be people standing around or sitting, and you'll ask them about this, that, or the other thing, and they'll say to you, that's not my job. And there'll be tons of stuff that could be being done, and these people just sit around because it's, quote, not their job. And there's just tons and tons of waste and overhead when it comes to the union. It's just like if you got a guy that's messing up, you've got so many hoops that you have to jump through in order to get rid of that person or discipline them. And if they're found that they're doing their job, no matter how lazy they are, that's okay. If it takes them 8 hours to do something that should only take two, that's okay.
Mike, thanks for the phone call.
I'm guessing those are going to be fighting words, Steve. What do you think? A union will turn a good man lazy. Provoke a little discussion here on the program.
I don't think it's as much as a union turns a good man lazy. It just protects those that shouldn't still have a job in a lot of cases. It doesn't protect the good workers. It protects the bad workers more often than not. Let's go to Fred in Bismarck. Fred, what's on your mind today?
Yes. I guess I see it as kind of a double-edged sword. I've worked in a union plant here in Bismarck, and I've seen, corruption on both sides. One of the problems, I think, is that the people in the union, when they would go for their contracts and stuff, is that when it seemed that the worst contract that they could give the union, the better that the upper echelon of management was rewarded. And, I mean, these upper echelon, like the president or whatever of the company, they seem to never be able to make enough money. I mean, how much money do these guys need? I mean,
How do you fix that, Fred?
Why do I think that?
No, how do you fix that?
How do you fix that? Well,
how do you get them on the same page so everybody wins?
Well, I think mainly what it has to come down to is people need to get back to good moral standards. This country has become so corrupt, and it starts at the very top up in Washington and works its way down. I've seen a bumper sticker, and what it says is trickle-up poverty, and that's exactly what this country is doing. It's breaking the people from the bottom and working its way up. You know, I'm all for everybody making a good wage, but when you see these corporate heads making $10 million plus benefits and bonuses and so on and so forth, and you see the guys down at the bottom getting completely screwed, it's not right.
Fred, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. And I believe Detroit might be a bit of a wake-up call to answer your question too, Steve. Jared and Carl waiting to weigh in. Back to State Farm next.
This is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
From the very beginning, our founding sisters recognized that if Mary College was to be successful, that it was a collaborative effort. And they looked to the community. It was just a handful of sisters when we think of that beginning faculty. But quite soon, they were looking to the community for leadership. So the collaborative spirit was what made possible the growth and, in fact, the University of Mary that we know today.
Right now at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac, you can own a 2013 GMC Sierra at the lowest price of the year. 0% financing for 6 years with approved credit or savings up to $9,750. See dealer for details. The industry's best pickup coverage includes 2 years of maintenance, 3 year bumper-to-bumper warranty, and 5 year powertrain warranty. Save right now on a 2013 GMC Sierra at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac or online at schwanncadillac.com. We are professional grade.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
On Your Mind Friday edition of the program. What's on your mind? That's the question we ask at 800-228-0550. What's the reason Detroit went bust? And to showcase City Hall, say, you know, we're not too careful. We might be far behind here in the great state of North Dakota. 800-228-0550. Two issues we've thrown out there. State Fair is where Steve Bachman is at. He'll be judging the food frenzy contest next hour. We're going to bring you along for that and do a little tour de food at the fair, and also chat with the fair manager. Any questions about the fair, let us know. 800-228-0550, 701-2558, 258, rather, 0550, 701-258-0550. Email is always welcome, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Carl Botno has been waiting. Let's get you in, Carl, for your take today on a Friday edition. Who's normal, who's nuts? Let us know, Carl.
Yeah, over in Europe, there's some pretty high taxes on fuel. And some of that probably goes towards health, national health care in some countries and whatnot. But maybe that high fuel cost over there causation was they had to build more fuel-efficient cars. And in Detroit, meanwhile, the higher executives were making pretty good profits on the big luxury cars or tanks that they hung atomic chrome on. And that's all maybe part of it. And also, too, the low interest rates right now are hurting the heck out of pension funds and whatnot. That's a big part of the problem with Detroit right now.
In addition to your retirees outnumber active workers 2-1 right now in Detroit.
Wow.
Think of that.
Yep. Okay, thanks.
Thank you, Carl. Let's go to Jared. One more quick call before we get Renee in. Jared, where are you calling from this morning? Hello, Jared. Where are you calling from?
Williston.
Williston, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, I'd just like to expand on your union theory there just a little bit. I go beyond that. I just say that if any state that is a Democrat state is going to have problems, just because of, you know, they want to make it hard for business to operate. They want to tax you and you know, give it to people that aren't as productive. And every place I've been in this country that's run by Democrats is bankrupt.
California, I'll go a step further. Jared, I'll go a step further. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. Any power in power for too long is bad for the system.
Yeah, I agree. It's obvious to me because I've been all over the whole country, and New York, all of them that are run by that particular party is, they've got these huge deficits, and it's pretty simple. That's all I got to say. If you vote for someone with a D behind their name, you're voting for a deficit and high unemployment. That's just the way it is.
All right, that's how Jared Wilson sees it. You tell us whether you agree or disagree. Last call before our guest from the State Fair today. Oh, Charlie left us. We had Charlie waiting on Highway 200 to talk agriculture, and he's gone. But I know you have a guest there that is a busy lady. So let's chat with Renee.
Actually, my question is, Renee, are you judging with me with the food frenzy this morning?
No, I'm not. You
what?
Get to do that.
Aw. You don't get to try all the deep fried foods at 10 o'clock in the morning?
I don't get to try them. I just get to eat them all.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Fine. Fair enough. What another beautiful day.
Oh, what a gorgeous day.
Can you ask for anything nicer than a kickoff at a state fair like this?
This is exactly what we wanted. And our moving days were wonderful. I mean, it has been just perfect.
So what do you look for? What makes a successful fair every year? Is it the weather? Is it the attendance? Is it the people? I know last year was kind of an experimental year because so much stuff was new coming off the heels of that catastrophic flooding, and the damage that was here was unprecedented. And last year, great fair. You couldn't even tell that there was damage other than unless you went over to the Historical Society or some other facilities, but everything was up and running. Now you got that under your belt. What are you looking at this year?
Well, and that was the thing, because last year when we started out, everything had been fixed, but, you know, you still kind of held your breath because was there something still underneath there that we hadn't caught or whatever? So we have a totally different feel this year going into it. We are so excited. We think the plans have been laid very carefully, very good. Of course, the concerts. I mean, they were a careful pick, but they've been a hit. I think our show pass, Steve, is about gone. I would bet if anybody is questioning, call the grandstand office. But they left the doors this morning with probably about 30 of them. So
we're talking with Renee Korslein, North Dakota State Fair General Manager. You get those shows passes, ndsstatefair.com. $85 it gets you all the country shows, the races. But that's just the tip of the iceberg now.
Just the tip.
The two rock shows.
Yes.
Everybody is excited. You know, tonight the kickoff with Tim McGraw, and everybody's jacked up. That is a huge show. People are really buzzing about Journey tomorrow
night. Journey is great. Journey ticket sales are very good. So get your tickets, but there are still tickets for sale for Journey. So, you know, that's not a threat today anyway. We'll see what happens tomorrow, but buy that Journey ticket today.
And that ticket ties in with CCRR.
Yep. Creedence Clearwater Revisited. You can buy that Creedence ticket for $10 if you buy a Journey ticket. Well, where can you buy a ticket for $10?
Deal.
So, yeah, it's so good, Nick, so exciting. But beyond the grandstand, you know, in the All Seasons Arena, we've got two nights of bull riding. We've got two nights of ranch rodeo. We've got livestock shows
Mossbrucker
going on all day. Mossbrucker's, MPRA. It is jam-packed. We have 11 free stages across the fairgrounds. You cannot see all of this in one day. 600 commercial exhibitors, and they are packed in here tight. And the food. You know, number one reason people go to the fair is for food.
Come on. Is that the number one reason?
Number one reason. If you go to any of your international conventions, the number one reason people go to the fair is for their food.
Is that right?
Well,
no wonder we're doing the food fries. I mean, where else can you get, fries, gravy, and cheese curds, right?
Absolutely.
Now, do they have an opportunity of defending their title, or are they retired?
Oh, no.
And they have to come up with something new this year?
Oh, they have to come up with something new. Always something new. And I got to tell you guys, watching those kids come in yesterday and this morning with their livestock trailers and their projects, that's where you should be, because those kids are beaming from ear to ear and a little bit apprehensive. What's that judge going to say about their product?
And I walked through there this morning, and the kids were just, they were working and combing and brushing and washing and getting all ready for their animals to be judged.
It's unbelievable. I mean, they work so hard, and they are so happy. And you know what? They have to have wonderful parents to go through it all, because it's either mom and dad or grandpa and grandma, because somebody's got to help them do all that work.
I'm curious, Renee, how do you judge the success of the fair? Is it attendance? Is it how many people buy tickets? And what kind of a drawing area are you from? I mean, I'd love for folks to just embrace the state fair as theirs, whether they live in Wahpeton or, you know, Winger.
Absolutely.
Or wherever the heck they're at. But what's your drawing area and what kind of attendance do you get each year?
Well, you know, we actually wish that somehow we could get away from counting attendance numbers. And last year we kind of tried to push it, because after the flood and that devastation, we said we weren't going to count attendance anymore. We were just going to count smiles. because the true success is those smiles. And the big smiles are on the kids that do these prizes. That's the great reward, and they come from all over North Dakota. I believe one of our largest counties that brings projects to the fair is located down by Fargo, and they come from all over the state. 45,000 exhibits we had last year. I mean, it's just absolutely phenomenal when you think about that. But you know what? The success is those kids, and it's all the people that continue to support us. But the real success is at the end of the entire fair when everybody gets home safely. When it's that's the success.
Charlie wants to talk about something that's integral to the success of the fair, and that's agriculture. You know, I mean, and you talk about those kids from the family farms, you know, and the competitions that are happening there. It's fantastic. Charlie, what's on your mind? Let us know.
Well, what's on my mind is why Detroit is the way Detroit is. Back in the late 60s, Ezra Benson, who was the Secretary of Agriculture, was asked by Eisenhower, to host Khrushchev on a tour of our agriculture. And during that process, they had a conversation, and Khrushchev told Benson that his grandchildren would live under communism. And Benson told him, no, he wouldn't. He would work very hard to keep that from happening. Anyway, Khrushchev said, oh, you Americans are so arrogant. We will so weaken your economy that you will fall like ripened fruit into our hands. And that's why Detroit is the way it is. It's because, you know, socialism doesn't work. Socialism is a step to communism. And that's the road that we're headed down.
So you see more Detroits in our future, Charlie.
I do.
Appreciate the call and the take today at 800-228-0550. I thought he wanted to talk about agriculture like, you know, let's celebrate it at the state fair, because that's what you're doing there, Renee, aren't you?
Absolutely, that is what we're doing. We want agriculture to be promoted all the way around. People sometimes used to go, you know, agriculture, oh, that's old stuff. That's some guy out on a tractor somewhere haying or whatever. Agriculture is for us. That is our food. That's what puts the food on the table, whether it's those cattle in the barn or the crops in the field. People need to understand that that seed that is planted, that's the meal for your supper. That animal is your supper. We need people to come back to the fair and understand that. We're trying to educate the people that haven't been close to agriculture. Please come down and see what we have to offer in that area.
You know, one of the things I like about the state fair, too, is you give back to the state, whether it's the Governor's Day, UND Day coming up. But every day is a special day at the state fair.
Every day is a special day. You know, you look at Monday. Monday's our food drive day. But beyond that, it's Pride of Dakota Day, the day that all the big tent is filled with all those Pride of Dakota products. And you can go under the tent and you can get free samples from many, many different people. And they have $1 lunches from 11 to 1 under there. And
well, tell everybody, too, about the food drive, because you get a discount on your ticket as well that day.
If you guys will bring a can of food to the gates, you get $1 off your gate admission on Monday. And all of that cans of food is going to the Great Plains Food Pantry, and they will distribute it across North Dakota to the food pantries.
And I believe it's, what, $5 off a wristband or something like that on the Midway as well?
Yep.
So a great way to give back to the community and save.
Absolutely. And then make sure you make your way up to the State Fair Center and see our display that's in the front there. We built a combine and a tractor made out of 15,000 cans of food that the North Dakota State Fair and the Burlington Northern Santa Fe helped us sponsor. And it's great display. It's fun.
We're running up against the clock. What are some of the other days that
family
highlight?
Family Day at Festival. Family Day in the Festival tent is on Tuesday, and Military Day is on Tuesday. The military people come out. We have a picnic for them. The carnival gives them a good deal, and all the days are wonderful.
Sounds fantastic. Renee, great job. The enthusiasm in your voice is infectious. I hope everybody hears it. Heads for the North Dakota State Fair. We'll judge the food next hour and take you on a tour de food at the fair coming up. David and Grafton, you're next when we come back.
Program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
If you need a building for any reason, you need Bach and Bruce. We're talking hangars. Yeah, as in put airplanes in them. We're talking industrial uses. We're talking garages, workshops. Trucking, agriculture, horse barns, arenas, storage buildings, warehouse. They built churches. They built schools. They built fire and police stations. And guess what? If you call them and get a free quote, you're going to see why thousands and thousands of people in the Bakken every day are finding out why Legacy Steel Buildings are the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. But here's the deal. Everybody tells you that, right? It sounds like a sales pitch. Call Bakken Bruce, Bruce Anker, and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Bruce and his brother Wayne and their family have been building buildings in this part of the world forever. They'll help you out. 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you.
Looking for a new RV? Just follow the Happy Camper to Corral Sales in South Mandan. Inside the area's largest RV showroom, you'll find a huge selection of brand-name quality fifth wheels, travel trailers, and pickup toppers at prices that can't be beat. Have a camper to trade? No problem. Corral Sales needs your used RV. RV sales, service, and parts are their specialty. Corral Sales, 6th Avenue Southeast in Mandan. Corral Sales.
Quality grains grown in America's heartland deserve to be stored in quality bins built in America's heartland. Manufactured in Richardton, North Dakota, Amber Waves is your local hopper bin company. These quality bins can store a wide variety of products, including cow cake, dry fertilizer, and frac sand. We provide on-time delivery to your site. Call today and see what an Amber Waves bin can do for you. 866-859-2193. Or see them on the web, amberwavesinc.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
America, pay attention. Don't wait for the next natural disaster or fight for global domination to prepare yourself with Chef 5-Minute Meals. These delicious self-heating home-style meals are 5-year shelf-stable and require no water, no refrigeration, no microwave. Tasty enough for Rachel Ray, tough enough for the apocalypse. Get yours at chef5mm.com or call 888-959-6502. Don't depend on the government. Be ready. Chef5mm.com.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour lightweight lithium iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. The SunSocket Solar Generator. Stay plugged in.
I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hennen. This is What's on Your Mind. I'm broadcasting from the North Dakota State Fair. And Scott, I know you're jealous because I'm going to start munching down on all that good fair food in just a few moments. 10 o'clock. I get to be one of the judges for the food frenzy this year.
No, I'm actually looking forward to this because, you know, while I'm not at the State Fair, I'm back in the studio. I do get the wonderful opportunity of sort of hearing the buffet, you know, on the menu so I can prepare for my trip there better. You know, I mean, And I was amazed to hear Renee say that the number one reason people go to the state fair is for food. I guess it makes sense.
I asked her what her favorite was, and she got a little sheepish and blushed a little bit, and she rattled off about seven things. You can only pick one. She's like, I can't. I like it all. So, of course, the food, of course, the number one thing. See, that's why I'm excited. I like being up here. It's all about the fair food. The one thing I got to, or the two things I always have to have, foot-long corn dog and a funnel cake. Those are the two things I have every year at the fair.
We're taking a tour de food at the fair, at the state fair. Steve Bakken live at the state fair. That'll happen next hour as Steve does his judging. And we're going to talk to some of the folks about the fair at the fair. The food fair, so stay tuned for that coming up. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. We sparked kind of an interesting debate here on talking about what happened in Detroit. They've gone bust. We asked the question, why? Most of you think it's unions, and Steve and I agree. Are we normal or nuts? Let us know. Donald in Bismarck wants to weigh in on this. You're next on What's on Your Mind, Donald.
Yes. I just want you to know of the existence of an operation called the National Right to Work Committee. But what they do is they try to get eventually all the states to have what North Dakota has. You don't have to belong to a union.
Right to work state.
Right. And, well, some people will tell you, yeah, it's a right to work for less. Anyway, the power of the unions has become quite large and in some cases abusive. There is now another organization on top of that National Right to Work Committee. It's called the National Right to Work Legal Defense Foundation. If you've got a problem with the union, you go to them and they'll help you. But anyway, the reason I'm calling, I would like to see you interview the leader of this National Right to Work Committee and, of course, chance for rebuttal from whatever union or organized union effort. You know.
Happy to add it to our list, Donald. And here's a question I'd like to ask. Would Detroit be broke right now if Michigan was a right-to-work state? You know, I don't think they would be. But I think it's and by the way, politicians deserve some blame here. I mean, how many generations of decades of elected officials in Detroit didn't have the guts to say no because they saw, you know, unions as their bread and butter politically.
I'd like to toss out one thing. I don't know how much it made the news, but Boeing was going to build this one new big airplane, and instead of out west where they have their main plant, they were going to build this thing in a right-to-work state. Boy, did they get it.
Unions lost their mind on that project.
Yeah. Okay, enough out of me. Thank you for your call.
Donald, never enough out of you. Appreciate the comment today from Donald Bismarck. Others still waiting to weigh in here. We got a couple minutes left, so give me Aaron in my ear, if you would, the next one, so I can... he's telling me right now, Bruce. Let's go to Bruce while we're waiting here. It's your story, too, Steve. You promised a story, see, so...
Callers first. We can always get back to my stories. Callers,
all right,
callers
Bruce, first. Bruce in Wahpeton, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Bruce.
Oh, good morning, gentlemen. I'm going to have to tell you, I'm in your camp. We're all nuts.
We're all nuts?
I'm nuts. Oh, absolutely.
Why are we
What's the forecast you said earlier, Scott, today?
80s.
80s. Beautiful sunshine. 10 o'clock in the morning. We're nuts because it's Friday with the list of the politics and working on a Friday, 5 days in a row. We should be either with Steve or sitting on a fishing bank on a fishing bank with a cooler going, yeah, who cares?
Tell you what, come on up, cut out of work this afternoon. Come on up to the fair today, but do me a favor and bring some Tums.
Good idea, Bruce. You're absolutely right, Bruce. I'm with you, by the way. Thanks for the lighthearted moment and reminder. Dave and Dickinson, quickly, let's get you in here. Dave, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. One of the reasons Detroit's gone all belly up is NAFTA. Since NAFTA came into being, America's lost over 40 million jobs. And now they're working on this trade deal with the EU, which has been going on while everybody's been listening about Trayvon Martin. And they're combining the United States and the EU together with, you know, Sack Goldman and Federal Reserve and all them bankers are behind it. And we're going to lose even more.
More right behind it. Dave, appreciate the call and the comment. A lot of folks concerned about this today. Appreciate all the take on it. And, you know, it is a serious topic. It really is. It's one that you just say, wow, wake up. Anyway, most folks agree with us, Steve. How about that? Oh, I think I only counted one no, you're wrong, and one I'm in the middle here. So more on that. Plus, Steve is going to go out and judge the food at the fair, and you're going to hear it live on What's on Your Mind, so don't touch that dial.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
When Nesset Consulting Service speaks, anyone doing business in the Bakken listens. We're chatting today with Kathy Nesset of Nesset Consulting Service. Kathy, let's talk a little bit about what you do differently. Training tomorrow's experts in the Bakken.
My thing is that I work with geologists, mudloggers, individuals, and I train them myself. I started doing this work back in 1979 as a mudlogger. My specialty is that I take my knowledge and I train our workers to Nesset Consulting standards. And that standard is what separates us from other mudloggers and other geologists working the basin. It's people that are trained specifically to Western North Dakota, Williston Basin geology. So that is our specialty. Even though we step out into other basins, this is really our hands-on specialty. The other thing is that I focus primarily on young people to contract and work for Nesset Consulting Service from the northern tier. So we want people who are comfortable, know how to drive safely in North Dakota. So that is really our focus.
To find out more, go to nessetconsulting.com. Or call 701-664-1492.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.